All right, so you were at the Rose Bowl.
Yes, at the Rose Bowl for the Vince Young. And even though my team lost,
yes,
from beginning to end, just a beautiful night, crazy beautiful stadium.
All of it.
Great game.
All of it. John, you were there for that one too?
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was the only thing I've been in that was kind of close. I was at the first Holyfield-Tyson fight.
Oh.
Which was...
Was that the ear biting?
No, that was the second one. The second it was the ear biting fight. The first one was Mike had a couple of tune ups after coming out of jail.
Oh, now you're talking.
And Evander was thought to be a colossal underdog.
Right.
That there nobody was. Not only was he an underdog, but this may be dangerous for him.
He might get killed.
He might get killed.
Right.
You remember all this, right?
Those are the days when Mike Tyson was Mike Tyson.
So the fight starts, and we're in MGM Grand Arena, and Tyson did what Tyson does. He comes charging across the ring and hits him with that 6, 7, 8, 10 punch combo. Whap, 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 whap. And that's usually where the Tyson opponent is on his heels. He's on his ropes. He's looking to
Or falls down.
Or falls down.
Yep. Yeah.
And you could feel Holyfield literally is what? Like, that's it?
You're in for a fight.
Right.
Like, all right, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Is that, and you could almost feel the energy from Tyson go, oh, I gotta fight this guy. Like I can't scare this guy to death. I can't catch it. Was I have to fight a guy that's not scared of me. And the fight was good, not great, but it was shocking when he finally took him out.
Oh yeah.
And that's the only thing I've experienced that was close to that SC Texas game.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking today, what's the biggest sports highlight this year? It's not been a big year for highlights. Now, the obvious one is the Rams and the Super Bowl in February. That's number one. You know what number two is, at least for me, is that LAFC game.
Wow.
That LAFC game was crazy good.
It's not a bad choice.
And I thought, dramatic to the end, but it says something about our year that those are kind of the two highlights. And I can't think of a number three.
Well, the LAFC one, too, is a lot like the Rams. You weren't quite sure how it was going to end.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Rams, when they're driving, like, I think they got it, but I don't know, right? The LAFC, they're ahead, they're behind, they lose a guy. Everything about that was just completely
Are we missing anything, Ireland? Is there a number three?
Yeah, the time Dave Roberts pulled somebody when they had a perfect game.
Yeah. I think that was multiple times.
Yeah.
you're giving him – no, he's done it a couple of times. Kershaw was the one that bugged you the most.
Yeah, like, that was on the road, though.
He went to
Phil
Bickford.
It was like the second weekend of the season, right? Wasn't it super early
in
the year?
It was the very beginning. He'd just come off the injured list or whatever it was.
And 14 degrees in Minnesota, I think, too.
Exactly.
Like, DeMarco, what about you? I mean, excluding games that you played in, obviously.
Yeah.
Playing in the Super Bowl and things like that. But just as far as, I can't believe I'm seeing what I'm seeing.
Well, now you're touching a nerve. Going back to concerts, I may give up a Hendrix concert, but I'm not giving up like a great boxing match.
Mm.
I've been asked to sell tickets before, and I'm not doing it because it's a part of history. So I feel where you're coming from. But as far as what?
Wait a minute, though, DeMarco.
Yeah.
Part of history, everybody has their price. If I gave you, what's the last? Well, you were at the Super Bowl last year. You were working.
Yeah.
But if you did, like, you have tickets?
You're
have
barking tickets up the right also? Tree here. Go ahead,
like,
DeMarco.
Like Fury Wilder 3.
Okay.
I would never give up that seat.
What
for
if
any
I gave
amount
you
of money.
$1 million?
I would never give up that
a
seat.
$1 million? Come on, DeMarco.
I would never give up that seat. Yeah,
you would.
No, I wouldn't. That's a part of history. I want to be there for
it. I'd do it for $500.
I wouldn't give up wrestling tickets.
Like
big-time wrestling tickets. Going to WrestleMania, SummerSlams. I wouldn't give those up either. I don't know why.
$1 million.
I know. Now you're touching a nerve. You got me there. Concerts, I can pass on. Those things, no.
So Emily's going to Disneyland for the first time ever today.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I'm trying to give her a couple of tips and pointers. Are you a Disney person? Do you go?
I generally don't. There's a reason I don't have kids. I'm not a big kid person. Like,
not your spot.
I like when they're old enough to like have a conversation. Like, that's great. But I've been to Disneyland. I think it's fantastic. I've got my passes and my portal and all that stuff. The passes in the portal.
Emily, is there one thing you really, really want to see more than anything else?
So I really want to see Radiator Springs, the Cars Land Park.
Right. Okay. So that's what my son wanted to see too. So here's my advice to you. That particular attraction is in California Adventure. So go there first and go to Radiator Springs first. You will be surprised at how long the line is. You may be in line for a couple hours.
Wow.
But then you won't miss it. Because the thing that will surprise you is it's very fun, but the lines are long.
I would think the Disney employees should go right to the front of the line.
There should
Isn't
be a
that
special
true?
Queue.
Yeah.
Show your blue card.
I work for ESPN, my employee card.
Good luck.
If wishing made it so.
Good luck with that.
Straight on to the... DeMarco got bounced from the Matterhorn, we found out.
Oh, is that right?
And and Space Mountain.
Yeah. I got bounced, meaning you got kicked off?
The guy I was with was 6'6", and he didn't fit. So the thing didn't click.
Yeah.
So they just unhooked the whole thing and pushed us off to the side.
So I got kicked out of Cedar Point, which is a big amusement park back east in Ohio, with I think the most roller coasters of any amusement park in the country, even more than Magic Mountain. I was probably 14 years old.
Did you deserve to be kicked out?
What
so
did you do?
Me, my brother Brian, Matt Shull, and Mark Shull, we all went to Cedar Point, and we were just set free. My parents just said, go. Their parents said, go. So we get on the thing. Do you know the thing where the car kind of... goes through the sky. What is that called? Where it's a tram kind of thing?
Oh, like the Skyway.
The
kind
Skyway.
Of thing.
The Skyway. Yeah. So we had the brilliant idea of trying to spit on people from the car. And I'm telling you, we spit on the fastest runner I've ever seen. Because this guy just took off, ran all the way to the station. Beat us there, and
you.
We were busted by the time we got off that tram car. So that was my getting booted out of the
funny.
Amusement park. Yeah.
You can't make a
Kids,
U-turn
don't do
there.
That. Kids, don't do that.
You can't get out.
No.
You can't
You're
make a U-turn.
Bucket in the air. And turn left. Not happening. Not happening.
Wow. So how does it end? The security kicked you out, or the guy tried to pick a fight?
Oh, no. The security kicked
thank
us
God.
Out. That's you're done.
That's
you're done here.
That's probably the better ending.
And supposedly we were banned for life from Cedar Point, and we went back the next summer. I don't know if there were like wanted posters of
like
us.
Like the post office.
Here come the spitters. I don't know if that existed, but yeah, no, that was my my story of booted out of an amusement park.
I've always wondered like how those lifetime bans, you know, somebody does something stupid at a game, they run on the field or whatever.
Right.
They're banned for life. How in the world are you going to enforce that?
Wanted like, posters.
Like every employee at Crypto has a list.
As
of
a list.
The Facebook that they're not allowed to list.
Right. Their Facebook page of everybody.
I saw you on page 64.
Yeah.
You're out of here.
You're out.
For now.
Yeah, how do they enforce those lifetime bans, Ireland? We hear about them.
I don't think they do. I've never believed that they could identify. Like, maybe if it's somebody big like DeMarco that you could see.
Or if it's somebody with, like, season tickets in a particular spot,
right,
then that makes sense.
You and I could just throw on a baseball hat and some goofy glasses and we'd be fine.
Neil Diamond, the thing.
Bobby Valentine.
Exactly.
There you go.
Do you know the Neil Diamond? Do you know the Neil Diamond story?
I don't.
Ireland, tell the Neil Diamond story. That's one of my favorites.
So this is before we had the Lakers contract. This is back when they were on the other station. Neil Diamond got floor seats to a Laker game, but he didn't want to be bothered. So he put on this wig and this fake mustache. But he looked exactly like Neil Diamond with a fake wig and a fake mustache. And so the camera sniffed it out, like, right away.
Sure.
And then you look really dumb.
And they started shooting him, like, what are you doing? It was very funny because Matt Money Smith was doing post-game back then. And he devoted the entire post-game to sniffing out this Neil Diamond.
Oh, that is so genius.
Like he wanted to hear from people sitting next to him, like, did the mustache fall off? would he sign autographs? It was very funny.
Oh my God. Wow.
I think Neil Diamond's a pretty big deal, but big deal enough to wear a
disguise
to a Laker game.
I mean, Beyonce doesn't wear a disguise when she goes to the... It's like what Neil Diamond is trying to low-key disguise himself.
At a Laker game.
Yeah.
Like, I get if you were in a, like, I don't know, a Vegas lounge act or something.
Right,
so the funny thing about it was that Google... Trav, just Google Neil Diamond Laker game disguise. So
this I gotta see.
This he was sitting next to Jeremy Piven, the actor.
Right, right.
So everybody knew that he was somebody, but
oh my God.
Like he's got a black baseball hat on. Fake mustache and glasses.
He's got like Groucho Marx.
Oh,
DeMarco.
I'm looking at it. Mustache.
Looking at it right now.
And,
oh my God.
And, I mean, literally, it looks exactly like Neil Diamond. It's like the worst disguise of all time. Yet he married himself to it and just rolled with it.
It wow. looks like a little like Tom Selleck wearing a Neil Diamond mask because he's got the mustache.
He's got the mustache. Yeah, he's got the mustache. Isn't the whole point of having a floor? Have you ever sat for a game on
once.
Floor seats?
Once.
I did one time too.
Yeah.
You feel like super cool.
Of course you
do. Oh, it's like it's the coolest. So why would you disguise yourself? Like this is my one chance to see NBC. And no matter who's sitting floor side, you're always like. I wonder who they are. I don't recognize them, but I know they must be somebody. That must be some super agent or some big-time producer or somebody to sit on the floor. Why disguise yourself? Why disguise yourself if you're Neil Diamond? Bump, bump, bump. Sweet Caroline. Come on.
Depends on who he's hiding from.
Yeah, apparently.
You know. Yeah.
I mean, if you're Leo DiCaprio or Tobey Maguire or Denzel, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
But hey, Lakers Sue tweets, Emily, you should do the single rider line for Radiator Springs, way shorter wait time.
Do that for all of them.
There you go.
By the way, do it for all of them.
And flash your ESPN badge, too.
You won't get to ride.
I think that's going to get you a lot of head.
I will try it when I go.
You get 20% off churros.
Is that right? Yeah. With the ESPN badge?
Yeah, the little, your
only churros?
No, not churros. I mean, for me.
like specifically churros?
Yeah, you get 20% off food and merch.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, no, me and Juan are going to go out there early next year.
Get the churros.
I got the passes in the portal.
I can picture your portal's like 600.
No, it's true. Yeah. So we have this, in Disney, we have this thing called a portal. It's this mystical place you go where you look at your benefits and
pay
whatever.
Stubs.
And there are Disney tickets
complimentary
in there,
tickets.
Complimentary tickets. So I do have a stack of complimentary tickets in my portal.
So Yates was in here a little bit earlier, Mace. I want to get your thoughts on this one. I know that it's a terrible idea for 10,000 different reasons. Why am I 100% on board with blowing the budget to go get Justin Verlander for the Dodgers? The obvious reasons are the obvious reasons. But
right.
Why not? I'm at the why not stage with this.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I mean, he's got – although, you know what Bergman pointed out the other day? He just won his first – World Series game.
Yes.
Yeah, but he also won his third Cy Young Award.
Right, but I'm saying, if you're saying, we don't care about regular season stuff, we're going to be in the playoffs, we're going to win the division, all that stuff.
But he's also
what we care
pitched
about is
his
postseason.
Team to the World Series
yes.
five times.
Yes, yes.
I mean, he's been in the World Series a lot and carried a lot of water to get them there. Maybe his performances there aren't great. He'll be 40 when the season starts. He wants 3 years. He wants Scherzer money.
Would you go to 3 years on Justin Verlander?
Like
you
I
want
said,
a 43-year-old
Verlander? As far as I would go. I would try and sell him on two, and I'm not going any more than three.
Would you juice the money for two? Like if he's looking for 44, 45, would you go to 50 for two?
I'd rather do 2 years 90 than 3 years 130.
I'd rather do 1 year 40.
Yeah, but he's somebody's going to give him
$40 million?
Mace, would you do 1 year 50?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the kind of deal. I don't want to be locked. I don't want to be in the Verlander business for more than 1 year.
Scherzer got 3 years 130, and he wants something in that neighborhood.
Mm.
And he's a little bit older, but he's also been far more effective.
Yeah. Except for us.
It's a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah, with you, Trav, I'd do it.
I would too.
Yeah.
And this could be one of those things halfway through the season, he's on the rack and you might never know.
By the way, totally him like him better than DeGrom. I've heard you guys talking about DeGrom.
Yeah,
DeGrom
no.
is a roll of the dice. Yeah. I mean, he's healthy, not healthy all the time.
God, he's a flamethrower.
Oh, he's spectacular when he's right.
Yeah.
It's just he's not right a lot.
So Stafford, yes or no on Sunday? You're pushing
fence,
me towards
man.
No.
I think it's gamesmanship. We'll see.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you think he might be out of concussion protocol, might be ready to go?
Yeah, he practiced. Full
oh,
go.
Oh, he did full go?
Full go, yeah. So he may be up on Sunday. But I think, like I said, I'd be surprised if he played. On
what?
The road versus that defense with this line?
Okay, you'd be surprised if he played.
Yes.
Even though he's out of concussion protocol.
Yes.
Because now we're going to cut reps on guys because the next meaningful games will be in September.
I don't know about guys. I'm talking about him.
Him.
You've got to protect him. Yeah.
Well, yeah, without him, I mean, with him, they've been struggling.
Yeah.
Well, DeMarco, how bad is the line right now? Is it as bad as it's ever been?
John, it's really bad. Really, really bad.
Yeah, then I would just sit, Steph.
Alaric Is it Jackson? Jackson is out.
Yeah, and he was your third left tackle.
This is our 10th different offensive line
Correct.
In 10
Not
weeks.
Only 10 different combinations in 10 weeks, you're down to third and fourth stringers at every position other than right tackle. And it's not like one, if you just had one guy, because this is our fourth best guy, but your other four guys were at least second string, you're done third and fourth
Why
string
Why would
guys.
I put him in New Orleans on the road on
they
that
just,
turf?
Hey, DeMarco, they just moved the Browns-Bills game to Detroit.
Did they really?
Because of the blizzard?
That surprises
Supposedly,
me.
It is going to be a historic or an historic, one or the other, snowstorm there. I just read a big article about they think it's going to be the biggest snowstorm in the history of Western New York.
Wow.
Well, that's why then. They're probably more worried about getting people in and out than they are about the game.
Everything's fine. It's 90 degrees on Christmas Day. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. DeMarco, always a pleasure. Message and Island coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
People, we have a producer in training today, Ireland. His name is Tyler. Have you met Tyler?
Yeah, we just did.
So Tyler is now, Bergman, I'm immediately going to go, Tyler's in charge of everything today,
everything.
Right?
Absolutely everything.
And you are not going to tell him what to do at all?
Nope. I mean, he asked me questions, I'll give him answers, but everything is him.
So, Tyler, where do you come from? Where do you hail from? All that business.
Born and raised in the Northridge area.
Nice.
Yeah, right around the corner from here.
And how'd you get this gig?
I cold called Greg Bergman one day.
No.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Really? You seriously did?
Really? Yeah.
I love that.
I got a buddy that somehow knows Greg, and I was talking to him. I'm like, hey, I really want to figure out my way into sports. He's like, I know a guy. He sent me his contact information.
I'm
like,
know
give Greg a call.
A guy.
Wow.
Nepotism. They look alike. What are you guys talking about? Nepotism.
They do look alike. I'll look over there. I'll be, this is Bergman again. Bergman.
Yep. Same dude.
It's funny. At our Bastards Canteen, John, I don't think you know the story. A guy named Joseph walks up to me and says, hey, I'm happy to be one of your colleagues now. I'm working with you. I'm like, oh, that's great, Joseph. And I realized that he's the guy last year who came to Bastards Canteen and helped with the cutting of our eyebrows. Bergman, how did that happen?
Really?
How did he wind up on our team?
So because we wanted to do the bit, and we decided that at Bastards Canteen we were going to do that, Joseph reached out to me and said, hey, I know people that can do this, and I can set it up for you. So he brought all of those women that came and gave us the racing stripes. And then after that, he just wanted to work here. He texted me throughout every once in a while, and then he ended up getting an interview with GKB, and he got the job.
I love this!
There he is. There's Joseph right there. He's in the other room. Like
that. See, these are stories that I always get that question, how do I get into the business? How do I break into the business? There's a couple of really good examples. It's just persistence, and you gotta be aggressive. You gotta really go for it.
It does have to be aggressive. You do have to be very aggressive, and Tyler and Joseph both were.
So, Ireland, I got a question for you. Saturday, yes, SC plays UCLA.
Yeah, big game.
Now, do you remember the olden times when we first started doing this show back in, I don't know, the 90s and the early aughts and all that stuff?
Yeah, where this was like the biggest game of the year.
Where it was the biggest thing in the world.
Right.
What happened?
I think a couple of things.
Actually, I'll play the USC fight song underneath this just so it'll help you
Let's
with
get
your
the UCLA fight song fighting with it.
Mace, I think a couple of things happened.
Okay.
Number one, the rest of the country started caring more about college football than Southern California did. When Pete Carroll was running USC, you remember that? It was Camelot.
Oh,
they were the
God,
biggest
it was
thing
unbelievable.
In town. And what was interesting was right before that.
Was the Bob Toledo era.
Right. UCLA won 8 times in a row.
Yeah.
And UCLA just owned the rivalry. And Toledo would be running trick plays on them, and they'd be running them up and down. Then Pete Carroll got to town, and USC kind of reestablished its dominance.
Yes.
But when the rest of the country, when Pete Carroll left, I think this is the first blow to the hull of the boat. When Pete Carroll left, we all know USC wet the bed for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And UCLA has never prioritized football. So then the game didn't really mean much. Like, they weren't competing for Pac-12 titles. They weren't competing for spots in the playoff. Like, USC was always competing for those types of things.
Right.
And so the significance of the game wore down. And now that USC has been built back up by Lincoln Riley and that Chip Kelly is having a good year, it was all set up to kind of return to what you're talking about, where it became the talk of the town, the biggest game of the year,
yeah,
where everybody would be making bets, and it would be really cool and
then,
fun.
And then the Bruins.
And then the Bruins wet the bet.
Yeah.
And just completely tanked to a terrible Arizona team.
Yep.
And so I think the shine is off the game for those two reasons. Do you agree with that, Bergman?
Yeah, it really did. Them, this is so typical UCLA to lose that game right before. Yes, they choked, 100%. They absolutely choked.
That's and a so, choking yeah. noise.
With everything on the line, too.
Yes, everything. This was all set up for this week. It was
right.
Like college game day was
going to
the be
way,
there.
Mace,
the whole
had
deal.
UCLA taking care of business like they were supposed to, I think we would be we'd be talking about this game way more than we
yeah.
are, don't you?
Yeah,
we would have been talking about it on Monday.
Absolutely. Do you think college game day might have come out for
I
it?
Do.
Yeah, they
yeah,
might have.
I think all those things are possible.
If two once beaten teams play for in the Pac-12, I think that probably do get the game day show.
UCLA is number 7, right? USC is number 7. UCLA would have been like probably 8.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
And my Oregon big worry losing. Is that UCLA is going to mail it in this Saturday.
Like, really? You think?
Yeah, that, because think about it. What are they playing for?
Well, I mean, they're playing. Does it still mean something to beat USC? It should.
You can still make it to the Pac-12 championship.
And you
game.
Can still make it to the Pac-12 championship. You can still make it to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, if you win this game and then you beat Cal next week and Oregon beats Utah, you can
Greg,
still go.
Greg, do you sense that UCLA is desperate to win this game?
No.
Oh, no.
I think they want to win this game because of the rivalry, but it doesn't have the same.
I agree.
The same amount that it did before.
I agree. I think it means way more to USC than it does to UCLA, and that worries me.
Yeah,
Ireland,
because USC
think?
can go to the championship and then to the possibly
right.
to the playoffs.
Are you
right.
picking USC to win the game?
If you put a gun to my head.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it won't come to that.
I think it means more to SC. Mm. But I'm a UCLA grad, so I can't pick them in this particular game. Give me UCLA and a huge upset.
Okay, so we had this conversation earlier. Now, we have done so many elaborate embarrassment bets over the years.
Yeah.
Oh, that you already said no.
To what?
To an embarrassment bet. You went.
Well, it depends what it is.
Yeah. Well, what is it? What is it going to be? What? Can
oh,
I,
you
what
don't
can
have one
do?
In mind?
No, I don't have one in mind. What do you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. It doesn't. If this was for a trip to the Pac-12. Now, UCLA, if they win, are they in the Pac-12 championship game?
No, they'd have to beat Cal, and then they would be by virtue of having beaten USC.
Depends. Oregon, I think, still has to beat Utah.
Okay.
Or the way around, right? Because UCLA lost to Oregon. But Oregon has two losses now.
Oregon has two losses now. One was a non-conference game.
There's no north and south. We have to stop thinking of it as north and south. It just depends on
the top two. It's just the top two.
Yeah,
it's
so Utah wins.
Overall record or conference record?
Conference record.
Well, yeah, UCLA only has one loss and Oregon has two.
Yeah, so it would be them.
So I think UCLA, UCLA
has two losses in the Pac-12. They lost to Arizona and they lost
Oregon.
To Oregon.
Yeah, they do have two losses.
So they need
it just doesn't mean that much.
Yeah.
Do you say? And they can say it does. But
hey, look, we're going to the game. We're going out there, and I've not been to the Rose Bowl in a really long time, and I always avoid the Rose Bowl because I think it's a pain in the ass to get into and out of.
Well, you're right about that.
Bergman says, oh, no, it's not that hard.
It depends on where you go. If you get Lot K parking, which is probably a little bit more expensive, but it is
the best
parking.
Yeah, I don't have any parking.
Well,
as
that's a problem
moment.
In itself.
Yeah.
But if you get Lot K, you can get in and out in no problem. Especially getting out.
Yeah, and by the way, Mace, if you get Lot K, here's a parking tip. do not park as close to the Rose Bowl as possible. Do the opposite.
Exactly.
Park as far away from the actual structure as possible. And then when the game gets out, you just get right on the highway and go.
Closer to the exit.
Yep. And you're right up, and you just go up the hill and you're out. So you want to be closer to the street.
Like you'll drive in and you'll go, wow, look at this. I got a great spot right next to the Rose Bowl. There's a reason that spot's open, because it takes forever to get out.
So Rose Bowl, Dodger Stadium, SoFi, all challenging to park at. Which is the worst to park at? The hardest. Because in my mind, and
Dodger Stadium at the top, if you have to park at the top of Dodger Stadium, you're dead. You're dead.
SoFi is a real pain.
SoFi is complicated. You need a good parking pass for SoFi, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It takes hours to get in and hours to get out.
Here's the lesson. The lesson is, if a lot of people are going to one place, it's going to be really hard to get out of that place when it's time to leave. Some places are like wide open.
You leave early most of the
simple.
Time.
I don't leave early. Stop saying I leave early.
Well, no, you do leave early for most things, just not all things.
Well, no, most things is an exaggeration.
No, most games you go to, other than the Rams, don't you always leave early?
No, we went to Dodger games
there
this
late,
year.
Or you leave early.
I got there late, but I never left early.
Well, getting there late.
I'm not an early leaver.
Well, getting there
late is the same thing.
You're missing game action.
Yes. I'm a late getter, not an early leaver.
Yeah.
All right. John, you say that you don't get the whole robot thing, right?
I think that you are underestimating how robots can take over the world and kill all of us.
Okay. Do you concur that someday there will be sex bots?
Oh, Mace, there are sex bots now.
Okay. I've got one to show you coming up. I'm going to text this to you. I want to get your reaction.
Excellent.
Plus,
if she has a lot of money, I'd like to set her up with Bergman.
There you go. I don't believe this robot has money, but...
It's a robot.
By the way, Greg, that's the dream. If she's talking too much, you just turn her off.
Jesus, man. But where does she get the money?
Things work at the Ireland household. All right. Also,
I do not have that feature.
Also, by the way, you know, a lot of people say the Westbrook trade was bad. The Westbrook trade was bad, and undeniably it was. But can we talk about what the Clippers did and how that has changed the direction of their franchise? We will do that coming up. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so we're in a little soft spot in the sports schedule. Lakers play tomorrow night, finally, back on the floor, trying to improve on 3-10. John will be back in studio tomorrow and doing the game tomorrow night. I think Michael Thompson's going to come in and hang out tomorrow, too.
Yeah, he's going to do Game of Games tomorrow, too.
You know, Juan says that nobody has more control over my life than my acupuncture lady, because she tells me other things to do. So a couple of weeks ago I messed up my back, and by the way, twerking was no help at all to my back.
I would imagine. Yeah.
So she says go to a chiropractor. Now I have generally not believed in chiropractors. I do not, and I've never gone. I've never wanted to. I've heard it's hocus pocus. I don't know, but she's convinced me to go because of something called my SI joint. Have you ever been to a chiropractor?
I have not. I know a couple of them, though.
Do you believe in it?
I don't not believe in it. I've just never tried it. The guy I sent you last week, who's more of a stretch guy.
Yeah, he's a stretch guy.
I think he could fix it for you without ever having to go to a chiropractor.
Well, but nobody has more influence on my life than the lady who sticks needles in me.
Well, try it.
Tyler, have you been to a chiropractor?
Never been to a chiropractor.
Bergman?
Yeah, once.
Do you believe in it?
Somewhat. I just think they try and take a little bit of money from you.
Well,
they tell you things are wrong that aren't actually wrong.
Here's the weird thing. I don't know why this is. I don't necessarily feel this way. But have you ever noticed that if you bring up a chiropractor, like somebody will go down the road of, well, they're not a real doctor.
Right.
They're a quack, which is like a term for a bad doctor.
Yes.
But why is that? Why isn't chiropractic? Is that a word? I don't know.
Chiropractor.
Chiropractology.
Is not a medical distinction?
I don't know. If somebody knows, actually.
I guess you don't have to go to medical school to become a chiropractor?
If you're a chiropractor, 877-710-ESPN. Or if you believe, if you're a strong believer, or if you believe that it's
one
just a bunch
of
hocus-pocus.
One of the girls Lisa plays
hocus
tennis with, her husband is a chiropractor and a pretty successful one.
Hmm. I'm sure there's money to be made in cracking people's backs.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give it a try, but I don't know. The whole idea of it is just the cracking sound is not.
It sounds a little risky.
It does sound risky.
The cracking, you know, the cracking is just air bubbles popping.
Yeah, I know, but why does somebody need to do, like, and they're not touching my neck.
Do you ever crack your knuckles?
No. I'm not a knuckle cracker.
I crack my knuckles constantly.
Can you hear it? No, I don't know how to crack anything.
Yeah, crack everything. Do you crack your knuckles, Ireland?
No.
I heard it gives you arthritis.
No, it's a lie.
Knuckle cracking gives you arthritis.
It does not.
I think
it
medical
not.
Doctors
no.
say
it
that.
It absolutely does not. No, it's just air bubbles popping. It's not doing anything to your joints.
I don't
think it's not
I can,
doing
Greg. I'm trying to.
Yeah,
it's not making
I can't
any audible noise.
Crack anything.
No? No. Every single bone in my hand cracks.
All right. Anyways, I'm going to try that out tonight. If you're a chiropractor, 877-710-ESPN, or you believe in it. So,
feels so good. Like, you crack your back? The cracking your
no,
back
No, I don't crack my back.
Oh, Mason, all the time.
Yeah.
Is this girl you sent me, are you 100% sure this isn't a real person?
No, it's a sex bot.
Really?
That I sent you guys a video of this sex bot.
And boy, she's incredibly lifelike.
And she is so unbelievably realistic. It's scary. Now, I've said that I think sex bots are going to be a really big deal. After looking at that, and remember, this is early generation. It's got AI and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you see the future in sex bots?
Well, I think sex bots are here now. Am I wrong about that?
But look at this. This sex bot's like moving and dancing and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but it depends how desperate you are, I guess, right?
Well, I mean, you said you'd like to sometimes just turn the volume down.
But everybody does that.
Yeah, everybody does.
The sex bot, though, you would actually like be in the room with, right?
Oh yeah, of course you would. She would come on. She would live with you. You would live with.
Seems like a bridge too far.
You think so?
You would have no judgment on me if I told you, hey, Mace, I broke up with Lisa. I'm now dating a sex bot. I don't know. I've never
had sex with a bot. Yet.
Yeah.
Well, after that, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, after seeing that video, I think it would change your mind. Here's what I think. There are a lot of lonely people in the world.
Yes, there are.
Maybe a sex bot is your soulmate.
That's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is sad. It is sad. But I mean, I think there are people with no...
Who's your soulmate, John? Sex bot?
My sex bot.
You go on vacation. Now, all right. So just some practical questions.
Yes.
Okay. About the sex bot. If I go to Hawaii, do I need to buy a ticket for the sex bot, or is it acceptable to like take the air out of her and fold her up and put her in a suitcase?
What about like
serious
overhead
compartment?
Serious
question. Is it like this bot that you sent me is pretty good looking?
Yeah, I'm gonna gate check my sex bot.
Yeah, you don't need to do that because you just have to buy her a ticket.
Would it be disrespectful checking this bot as a piece of luggage?
Yeah, you know, it's like when you see a surfboard come out of the luggage carousel. It would just be your girlfriend.
Would she come off the baggage carousel dancing like she is in this video?
I'm sure they can do men and women. So, like, do you give it a name or do they come with a name?
No, I think you probably give it. What would you name your sex bot, John?
Domino.
Domino!
Oh, that's a great name. Oh,
that's an excellent name for a sex bot.
John, I'm so proud of you for that name. That's a fantastic name.
That's a Bond girl, isn't it? There was a Bond girl named Domino.
Yeah, and no last name, just like Madonna.
Just Domino. Let's go.
Who are you going to Hawaii with, John? Domino.
So
when are you guys coming back? Whenever I can get a deal on luggage. All right, so Mace, another practical question.
Yes.
I go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You and Juan happen to be there at the same resort at the same time.
Yeah.
You say to me, I run into you at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
You say, who are you here with? I say, I'm here with Domino, the sex bot. And just say, well, Juan and I are having dinner tonight. You should join us. Do I bring Domino to the dinner?
Of course. Do you understand that this thing is going to wind up talking to you at some point?
Now, but if, okay, so it's me, you, Juan, and Domino at the table.
Yes,
the
four of
us. Are we initiating conversations with Domino?
Yes. She's normal. Would you treat her like a regular person.
Okay, so for example, what would you say to her? We come and sit down. Well, I would have to put her in the chair, right? She doesn't.
She's dancing. She can sit in the chair herself.
She walks, sits in the chair. Mm-hmm. How do you greet us?
Hello. How would I greet you?
You're not going to say Domino the sex bot, first of all.
No, you're not going to. You're just going to say, this is my girlfriend, Domino.
Right.
Okay.
Imagine, John, she's a normal human.
Where say hi to Domino.
How about this? Domino, where are you from? A factory?
Yeah. I'm from the same place as R2-D2.
Yes, exactly.
No, she's going to talk normally.
Yeah, she's going to. No, here's the thing, nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know one way or the other.
Until John says, hi, this is Domino.
Until you say,
bot.
This is my sex bot, Domino.
Yeah.
That's a giveaway.
Huh.
Dead giveaway.
All right, so.
Now, would Domino have a job?
No. Well, yeah.
Well, you don't have to.
She could clean. She could do. I mean, this is what I'm saying. This is the future.
Do you feed the sex
bot? No, you don't. You just plug her in.
Do you feed the sex
bot? I have learned how to draw. This new skill took several months, a team of talented engineers, and collaboration with artist Patrick Trussett to achieve.
See? They'll talk like that. Hopefully a little better.
Oh, yeah,
hopefully
that's
a little
one.
Less
that's
robotic.
I'll give you this. I'm not against Domino at this point.
There you go. Let me go to...
You take her on the Laker road trip.
We're talking about chiropractics.
Oh, by the way, would I be judged if I did that, Greg?
No.
Nobody Why? Would know!
No, wait a minute. If I went on a Laker road trip with Domino the sex bot, no one would comment on it.
You can imagine. Here comes LeBron. LeBron's Here comes luggage. LeBron.
I'm sitting on the plane. Meet and Domino. LeBron walks by, and it's me and Domino. Does LeBron say anything?
Can you ask him that on Friday?
Oh yeah, that subject is. I think that subject will probably come up the next time John sees LeBron. All right, let me
open him up a little bit.
So we were talking about chiropractics. There are people who are not chiropractors on the phone, but they probably go to chiropractors. Steve, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey guys, love the show. Yeah, this sex bot thing is hysterical. I wanted to say to you guys, I understand the misgivings that you have about chiropractic. I felt the same way. I thought they were a bunch of quacks, and then. My brothers both became chiropractors, and I realized that it's not that way at all. I mean, they're basically like mechanics for our bodies. All of us, we all get out of alignment every once in a while. We have a lot of stress in our lives, physical, chemical, and emotional, and all they're doing is putting us back into alignment. They're not cracking our bones. They're not doing any harm to us. In fact, I mean, today,
how often do you get adjusted?
I would go once a month, John.
Once a month. Do you go to your brothers?
Yeah, just like, no, they both don't. They don't live in California.
Oh, okay.
I have another chiropractor out here. Yeah.
All right.
But it's not just for it's not just for physically, like, you know, people have car accidents and stuff. And
yeah,
they,
sure.
You know, you can imagine they get out of alignment. Football teams all have chiropractors because these guys are basically going through a car accident every week, you know. So, but there's other ways that you can get out of alignment, and it does other things aside from physical. There's, you know, all of our... You know, the whole body is run by the communication between the spine and the brain.
Yes.
And all those spinal go through the you know, your spine. So,
yep.
You know, you can boost your immune system. There's so many other things. And you said you have friends who are chiropractors. They can explain it better.
All right. Hey, Steve, thank you very much. So Steve is a true believer. Although, in fairness, if both my brothers became chiropractors, I think I probably would support them in that. Right?
I wouldn't.
You still wouldn't.
Hell no, what if he doesn't know what he's doing? Your brother Travis becomes a chiropractor, you're going in first day.
No, I don't believe in having family members adjust me. No,
exactly.
I don't think that's what I would do.
Your whole I support my brothers lasted 15 seconds.
All right, coming up next for you, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. It's Ireland's wheel today. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, if... You could time travel
mm-hmm.
and meet your parents before you were born, what would you say to him?
So this is so Back to the Future-y.
Yes.
I think I would tell... I can't say that. My first thought was a very bad thought. It's a dark thought, and I wouldn't say it.
to not have your brothers.
No. I would tell them to be less strict with their first child.
Okay.
They were so strict with me, particularly my mom. I mean, I was like 11 years old. We lived in a cul-de-sac. My mom would not let me go across the street to play basketball at Casey Reason's house without first asking her if I could go across the street.
By the way, that's how parents are now.
Yeah, like, now my mom was like then, the original helicopter parent. Yeah.
Yeah, back then that was rare. What I would tell them is, look, as soon as I come out of the womb, I want you to take a baseball bat and put it in my left hand.
Oh,
and not let it leave my left hand.
Good. That's good.
I want to be a situational pinch hitter in life. I don't even have to get hits, and I'd make $1 million a year. You go 1-for-4, and everybody's happy. Just turn me into a left-handed situational pinch hitter. That's
good.
What
good.
Bergman, what are you telling? What are you telling your parents?
So when I get when your second child gets upset, just leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Did you have that queued up ready to go?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Did you know the question was coming?
I did
not.
I just have this ready on my page. So I can go.
Leave me alone.
Just leave me alone.
Okay.
Not very supportive, Greg.
Yeah, not very supportive. You don't want any guidance from your parents
at
all.
When
you just want to be left alone.
When your second child is upset, leave him alone.
Okay.
All right.
Tyler, do you have a funny song to play?
I feel like I need to let this one finish playing first.
Yeah.
What I would say, it's tough. I guess I would say, don't be so tough on my sister.
Oh, really? Not even you, on your sister.
She had so much pressure on her.
Is she the older
or
one?
Younger
she's
than
older.
You.
She's older. She was born first.
Okay.
What's your name?
Her name is Erica.
Erica.
Yeah.
Erica had the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Yeah, and she was the she ended up being the second parent. You know how that works?
Yes, I do.
The older sibling becomes the second.
Mason was that.
I was the second parent.
Yeah, I spoke.
I game recognized
game.
Just
go easy on it.
Yeah, you know? That's good. Jorge,
don't marry that guy.
Wow!
Don't marry that guy. I don't know the guy, so that's why I'm like, don't marry that guy.
Which guy are you talking about?
My father.
Oh, your father. Right.
You know, when I was so funny you said it.
When
I was in high school, I became pretty good friends with this girl named Christina. And we're still friends. We still talk. And we went all through grade school and high school. And one day she goes, she comes up to me, she goes, "Hey, you're not gonna believe this." And I went, "What?" And he goes, "Your dad told my dad not to marry my mom."
Oh, wow.
And I went, "Wow, that doesn't sound like my dad at all." I go, "My dad was kind of like this happy-go-lucky Irishman who was, you know, blah, blah, blah." And so I go to my dad. I said, "Hey, Dad, my friend Chris says that you tried to talk her dad out of marrying her mom." He goes, "Oh, yeah, I did. That was a terrible decision by him."
Wow.
I go, "Wow, I never knew."
That's it does not sound like your dad.
Yeah. I didn't think he had it in him.
Yeah. All right, let's hit the old Seinfeld here. I teased this a little bit earlier. You know, if we went back in time as Laker fans, I think most Laker fans would say, undo the Russell Westbrook trade. Never trade Kuzma, KCP, and those that package. And Montrezl Harrell. Don't do that deal for Russell Westbrook, right?
Okay.
There's an example of, you know, we don't pay much mind to the Clippers here, but they gave up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in that Paul George trade with Oklahoma City.
Rather have SGA than PG.
I was just saying that. I think if they could redo that trade, if they could press a button and reverse that trade, don't you think they would do it? Given what Gilgeous-Alexander is doing right now.
Well, it's not like Paul George has been bad.
No, he's been good, but he's older.
Right, and it cost them all their picks.
Correct.
But, I mean, I think this just goes to show you again, you know, we had that conversation last week where I pointed out that Kawhi Leonard has missed way more time than Anthony Davis. Way more.
Yep.
Yet you never hear anybody talk about it. You just hear people rip AD. And I asked you, how is that equitable? How is that fair, and why does that exist? And your answer was dead on. You did it in one sentence. Because nobody cares about the Clippers.
Yep.
And so I don't even think people noticed that they gave up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for Paul George until you brought it up.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It is, because he lit it up again last night.
Yeah, 42 points.
And Oklahoma City's tank job is not really working.
Yeah, they're like 500.
Yeah, it's not working. They're not really doing a good job of tanking. I don't think they're necessarily going to be in the... They could be a playing team the way they're playing right now. They may not be...
And by the way, they've got some great young talent. Like Josh Giddey is really good. Really good.
The Wizard of Oz.
And SGA is really good.
Yep.
And remember, Mace, they have Chet Holmgren. He's out for the year. He blew out his knee. But can you imagine if they get Chet Holmgren and Wembanyama next year?
Poof.
I think the team that's really going to start heading south and playing for Wembanyama is San Antonio.
Yeah.
Lakers play him three times in the next week.
Oh, San Antonio, do us a favor. Go ahead and tank. So, now's the time. Let's get out of this 3-10 hole.
Play him Sunday, and then we play him next Friday and next Saturday in San Antonio. The Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving.
You go on the road for Thanksgiving, right?
Mace, I'm on the road for Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and a home game on Easter.
Now, why did that happen this year? Because normally the Lakers are home throughout.
Right, because somebody at the league was mad at the Lakers.
Oh, is that what it was? The schedule maker gods?
Yeah, it has to be. They've never done that to us.
Yeah, yeah. All right, coming up next for you, I want to, this writer named Claire de Lune, which I think, is that Claire de Lune? Isn't that a piece of music, a famous piece of music? Claire de Lune? I'm not sure.
I don't know the answer to that.
Who's a writer for The Guardian, had a comment that's interesting about Russell Westbrook, and it actually applies to life in general. And last night, I saw the funniest half hour of TV I've seen in a really, really long time. It's a show tip.
Okay.
Coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.